Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
In 1894, Americans marched on Washington in protest of what was then the worst economic conditions in our history. And some protesters from western states floated on rafts down the Des Moines River through Marion County as they made their way east. Who were they, and what was behind their protest? A California filmmaker who's following their route passed through this past weekend. Let's go in depth with Jack Chapman from Santa Cruz. Jack, we're sitting here at Howell Station. It's a beautiful day. Why are you here?
I've been traveling across country following this historical route of a protest army back in 1894. They're called Kelly's Army. They left San Francisco via ferry to Oakland. They rode trains from Oakland, California through Nevada, Utah, Wyoming, Nebraska, and into Iowa, where they're stopped actually by the governor at the time, a man named Jackson, who was pressured basically by the railroad companies to keep them from riding trains. And they walked from Council Bluffs, Iowa, all the way through small towns, Atlantic, Anita, Adel, up until Des Moines. When they got to Des Moines, they camped out an old stoveworks, and there was a lot of pressure. There was a depression at the time. 1893 is kind of what spurred this response. There was a man named Jacob Coxey in Ohio who drafted a petition to Congress to try and get a public works program going. And that's why these men were traveling across country to support that. This public works program wasn't going to be directed by the federal government. It was going to be directed by municipalities to build infrastructure in their own communities, schools, libraries, hospitals, bridges, roads, however those communities want to improve themselves and to build their own infrastructure. And it also was going to get men back to work. Anyway, these men were stuck in Des Moines. The city of Des Moines fed them for a week, but there was a lot of pressure, economic pressure, with their own population. And these men ultimately were given wood, lumber, and they built rafts and went down the Des Moines River to where it meets the Mississippi, and then went up the Ohio on barges. So I've been following that route from California up until Des Moines.
And so they went right by here?
Yes, they did.
And do you know how many went by here?
Approximately 1,300 men.
1,300 men. And what were they really protesting about? Why were they marching?
They were marching to get jobs. They were marching. These were all unemployed men. Jack London ran with them at the time as well.
Jack London?
Yes, indeed, the author Jack London. They were trying to get jobs. They were trying to get back to work. And instead of just sending this petition, paper petition to Congress, they felt it would have more power if they delivered this petition in boots.
And so you said there was more than one? They called them armies. Why army?
I think it had a lot to do with the discipline. So these were really well-disciplined groups of men. This wasn't just a horde of unemployed men, you know, straggling across the country. They were divided up into companies. They were really very well-organized. Coxey's army, actually, the man who originated this petition, left out of Ohio. They were actually called the Army of the Commonweal. And they actually had a really large spiritual kind of element to their protest as well. They just wanted to make sure that the people of these communities knew that when they were passing through, that they were going to be just well-behaved, that they're well-organized, and they had a directive. They had a reason for why they're moving through these towns.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with filmmaker Jack Chapman. Is this sort of what happened with the WPA and the Great Depression? Did they want that kind of project?
Absolutely. I think actually Roosevelt probably got some of his ideas, or a majority of his ideas, from Coxey. So this predated that WPA project and the CCC by over 40 years. So I think that was generally the idea, but it differed in... from FDR's plan. FDR's plan was a federally directed program, and this was an attempt to get monies from the federal government into local municipalities via treasury notes based on half the value of their land holdings, so that those communities could direct the programs that they felt suited those communities best.
What inspired you to take this journey on?
That's a good question. I was doing some reading of Jack London last summer, and there was a book called The Road. And it's about his exploits and adventures riding the rail back when he was a younger person. He wrote the book, I think, when he was in his early 40s. And he wrote about this experience with Kelly's Army. And I just went back to graduate school to do a master's in social documentation. And I thought that that would be a really good fit. I also wanted to do something. I felt that there'd be a really beautiful visual element with the riding of the rails. And that's something that I've done along this trip. I hopped some freight trains back in California, Nevada, and Utah. And I'm doing a short film that's this kind of experiential film. I want to immerse the viewers in this experience of what it feels like to journey across the United States. So I've been using a GoPro and some other recording devices to try and to make people feel that. I want people to feel like they're actually moving through these physical spaces as they travel across country. And I thought that this historical movement and this historical journey would lend itself to creating such a document.
All right, and so is it sort of going to be a classic film documentary? Are you going to put it up on the web or both, or what are you going to do with it?
It's going to be a website. There's going to be a comprehensive website that's. I've also been talking to individuals as I pass through these towns. I've been taking their photos and doing interviews with them. I've interviewed over 150 people at this point. I'm halfway through my project. So there's a website that's going to have the history, the background story, all of these interviews, portraits, many other landscape images. I've shot thousands and thousands of images up until this point. And I've also been doing a bunch of motion picture capture. And I want to do a short film that's going to be more of an experiential experience. I want people to really, like I mentioned before, feel like they're moving through space. I wouldn't say that it's going to be a classic documentary. It's going to be maybe a little bit more experimental. I want to have this visual experience of a journey across the country with some of the audio of the interviews laid over the top of that, people's concerns for Congress. These men traveled across country with a certain petition, like a certain set of demands that they had for Congress. And what I'm doing is I'm traveling across country to find out what concerns people and what message they would like me to deliver to Congress.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with filmmaker Jack Chapman. What are people telling you?
I'm hearing a lot of different things, actually. I hear a lot of, regardless of what side of the political fence you sit on, I'm hearing that there's a lot of discontent with Congress's bickering and inability to work together. It seems like there's a really clear, distinct message to Congress that they do the work that they were put in office to do. A lot of people, whether they're Republican or Democrat, you know, liberal or conservative, or moderate, people generally feel that these congressmen are making a lot of money, getting a lot of benefits, and they're not getting any work done. So that seems to be the main universal theme, regardless of what other people's, you know, specific political issues are. It seems like there's a lot of common ground, and that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this project, is I think there's a divisiveness, there's a polarity in our national politics right now and in our media, and I think that there's a lot more common ground than people really realize, and I'm hoping that if people engage this project, they'll realize how much they actually share with one another, and the fact that we really are Americans, and whether, like all of us, and whether you're, you know, conservative, or you are liberal, or you are a Democrat, or you're Republican, or none of the above, I think people want the same basic things for their community, for their children, and it would be nice if we could all realize that. So hopefully this project will help.
And how do you think you're going to get Congress's attention enough to look at your website, look at your film? Is that going to happen, you think, or how is that going to happen?
That's another good question. It would be nice. I'm definitely going to send this material to my local congressman, Sam Farr. But aside from that, I think it's more important that the people of the United States and the people who participated in this project and their friends and their family take a look at what I'm doing and hopefully engage the project and listen to the interviews and kind of disseminate that information amongst themselves. And I hope it kind of spreads out in a more grassroots kind of level. And hopefully that will affect the way that the larger politic kind of reacts and engages. Honestly, when it comes to the larger body of national politics, I'm not sure that we really have their ear, and maybe we need to do things in different ways and disseminate information in different ways, more from the bottom up as opposed to the top down.
Well, and so in many ways, it's you're doing your one-person march, and now I bet you would like to enlist us, you know, our listeners and people across the country to draw the attention of your project to our congressman.
That would be nice. Feel free, please.
So then we can be part of the Army today.
That would be great.
Yeah. What do you think that the leaders of this effort thought when they arrived in Washington? And did it work? Did anything come about because of their efforts?
I mean, maybe that relates to what I hope that the effect that my project actually has. Actually, this was a failure. But it was a beautiful failure. So in terms of getting, you know, Congress's ear, getting them to respond and getting this bill to pass, it didn't pass. The man who wrote the petition, Jacob Coxey, was arrested for standing on the lawn of the Capitol building. He entered Washington, D.C. on May 1st with several hundred men. He didn't wait for the other industrial armies to join him. And before he could deliver his speech, he was promptly arrested, like I said before, for literally standing on the lawn. The bill didn't pass. The man who I'm following, Charles Kelly, he led his army all the way to, I think, about 100 miles past Cincinnati, where he was struck down with typhoid. It took him at least a month and a half to recover. He tried to encourage his men to go on without him, but without his leadership, that group essentially fell apart. I'd say a few dozen men were able to make their way over the Appalachians through West Virginia into Virginia and on to D.C., but they were really late. So I think that the main effect that this this movement actually had, or that these individual protest armies had, was the interaction that they had with the communities they passed through, and the later effect it had on FDR's WPA program. So although this movement was maybe a failure in a sense in that immediate year of 1894 and as a way to try and get the country out of that depression of 1893, I think it had an effect on the way people thought about themselves, thought about their communities. And I think it, you know, it took time for this idea to kind of gestate and come to fruition later with FDR.
And you're going out on a boat as soon as we're done here with Joel Bennett.
Yes, sir.
And what do you hope to accomplish on the boat today?
I'm hoping to first to experience the river, to immerse myself in some of the history of this beautiful state. And I'd like to get some footage of moving down this river to use for my film.
All right. Do you have a website yet that we can go to, or look forward to that in the future?
I do have the site, but it's not going to be live until June. I can give that to you now, but you're not going to see anything there for a while. So it's www.breadorblood.com, and that was something that was called in the streets at the time in 1893. 3 million people lost their jobs, 500 banks failed, 16,000 businesses failed, and people were literally going hungry. There were actually newspaper reports of people committing suicide rather than steal food. So, I mean, those were really desperate times. I don't think we're in as dire straits. You know, we're coming out of the recession. I have yet to see, you know, where the jobs that are lost are being replaced. Anyway, that's the name of the website. And, yeah, please check in the end of June next year.
Anything else you'd like to tell the listeners today?
Yeah. Thank you for the hospitality and the kindness. Iowa is a really beautiful state. Everyone that I've talked to has been incredibly friendly, incredibly open. It's taken me a long time to get through the state because I keep pulling over and stopping to take pictures and to talk to people. And you're all really, really lucky to live in such a beautiful place, and I really appreciate all the time and the kindness that I've been shown here.
Thanks to Jack Chapman for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.